877-500-5266.
Thank you, Ani and Mario. And you are tuned to KBOO Portland. This is a special membership drive edition tonight of what's coming up next at 6 o'clock. Bread and Roses, Feminist News and Public Affairs. Tonight, we interview singer-songwriter Laura Cooper. So stay tuned to that after these messages.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Calling Forth the Mythic Fire, an evening of wild storytelling on Saturday, May 17th, 7:30 p.m. at Hip Bone Studio, located at 1847 East Burnside, number 104 in Portland. Storyteller Brian Rohr will invite the listener to follow the wisdom inherent in the old stories. Utilizing the drum and the spoken word, Rohr helps us journey to a place where we ourselves live, breathe, and dance among the ancient tales. Rohr is a member of the National Storytelling Network, the Healing Story Alliance, the Portland Storytellers Guild, and the Jewish Storytelling Coalition. Again, that's Calling Forth the Mythic Fire, an evening of wild storytelling on Saturday, May 17th, 7:30 p.m. at Hip Bone Studio. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Redirect Guide, committed to promoting progressive regional businesses based upon the values of sustainability, localism, and social justice. Complete business directory and resource guide at redirectguide.com.
At the dawn of the day, all the darkened kitchens, the mill of gray, all touched by the radiance that the sun discloses. Oh, hear the people singing bread and roses. Marching, so many women dead. We cry through our city, their ancient call for bread. Our stomachs are empty, but our hearts are hungry too.
Hello and welcome to Bread and Roses. I'm Ashley and I'm here tonight with Twilight.
Hello there.
If you're just tuning in the first time, Bread and Roses is a collective of women-identified radio activists. We offer feminist public affairs programming every Friday at 6 p.m. here on KBOO FM. And we give voice to those working for social justice and equity, both globally and locally. We strive to challenge systems of oppression. All this, and we have fun. We encourage you to contact us through the KBOO website at www.kboo.fm/breadandroses. And you can provide story ideas, listen to archived shows, and we encourage you to contact us if you're interested in joining the collective. We're looking for dedicated, women-identified engineers, hosts, and producers. And we'll train you.
Tonight, we're excited to bring you our live studio guest, Laura Cooper. Laura is a singer-songwriter living in the Portland area. Laura has been playing music for 12 years and has recently been through a huge life transition of becoming a mother. We'll be discussing how her music and art has shifted during this time and how she has recently reclaimed her role as a creative songwriter while simultaneously keeping the home fires burning. A little later in the show, she'll be singing some of her latest work and you'll have the chance to call in and pick up a free CD. But first, this news from the Feminist Majority Foundation.
The Missouri House voted last night, in the middle of an ongoing 3-day protest on the steps of the state capitol, to approve a measure that will triple Missouri's waiting period for an abortion procedure from 24 hours to 72 hours. The Missouri Senate had already voted on Tuesday 22-9 to pass the waiting period bill. If signed into law, women seeking an abortion will have to wait 3 days between an initial appointment with the physician who will perform the procedure and the actual procedure. The long waiting period will significantly increase the financial and transportation burdens on women seeking abortions, especially since there's only one clinic in the entire state that provides abortions. There's also no exception to the waiting period for victims of rape or incest. It's unclear whether Governor Jay Nixon plans to sign or veto the bill, but if he signs the measure into law, Missouri will join Utah and my home state of South Dakota as the states with the longest waiting period. The Missouri state legislature has considered 29 other anti-abortion proposals during this session alone.
The New York City Police Department announced changes Monday to their policy of using condoms as evidence of sex work, but advocates maintain the practice should be put to rest rather than modified. Under the revised policy, officers will no longer confiscate condoms from suspected sex workers in order to use them as evidence in individual prostitution cases, but can still seize condoms as evidence in cases where someone is suspected of sex trafficking and promotion of prostitution. Opponents of the former NYPD policy have long criticized it for contributing to police harassment and undermining efforts to combat HIV, AIDS, and other sexually transmitted infections. A 2012 human rights study found that as a result of the condom confiscation and arrest policy, sex workers and transgendered women who are often profiled as sex workers in New York City, quote, feared carrying condoms either for use with clients or other sexual partners, and sometimes engaged in unprotected sex. Another Human Rights Watch report found that condom confiscation policies and police harassment of sex workers in Louisiana may be contributing to the state's high HIV/AIDS rates.
And two reports by United Nations agencies reveal that there has been significant progress in reducing maternal mortality worldwide over the last decade, but much more can be done to protect women's lives. Maternal deaths have dropped 45% since 1990, according to the new UN data. In 2013, an estimated 289,000 women worldwide died due to pregnancy and childbirth complications, a sharp decrease from 523,000 in 1990. The current 2013 rate, however, still comes to about 800 women dying every day, one every 2 seconds. Only 11 countries have reached their Millennium Development Goal target of a 75% reduction in maternal mortality by 2015, and several countries, including the United States, actually saw their maternal mortality rates increase over the last decade. 99% of all maternal death occurs in the developing world, with women in sub-Saharan Africa facing the greatest risk of dying from complications in pregnancy and childbirth, yet most maternal death is preventable. A World Health Organization study published this week points to the common causes of maternal death. 28% of maternal deaths are caused by pre-existing medical conditions that are exacerbated by pregnancy, such as diabetes, malaria, HIV, and obesity. Severe bleeding was the second most common cause. Pregnancy-induced high blood pressure, obstructed labor, unsafe abortion, infections, and blood clots are additional causes. To fully combat maternal mortality, however, the United States and the international community must also work to provide universal access to reproductive health care, including contraception, and empower women and girls economically and socially, ensure access to basic education and child marriage, confront sexual violence and conflict, and provide comprehensive health care, including access to safe abortion to women and girls who are victims of war rape. So these are some of the conditions and issues that we do cover on Bread and Roses, that we are a feminist collective, and we focus on activism and ending all types of oppression. And we are happy to be here tonight to bring you Laura Gibson, and she's going to be playing some music for us here in a little bit. We're going to be talking to her about her creative songwriting that she's gotten back into over the last few years, and we're really excited to be here.
And right now, we're excited to be with you as well. I'm Ani. I'm here with Larry.
Hey.
And we are asking you to take this moment to support Community Radio KBOO. We are looking to raise $500 in this hour. And if you were listening just a few minutes ago, you heard me say that we are only $30,000 away from reaching our ultimate goal for this membership drive. So this is that race towards the finish line. And we need to hear from you right now. 877 877- 500-5266 is the number to call. You know why you need to call it, because without you, there is no KBOO. You are our grassroots. We are grassroots community radio. We are brought to you from volunteers straight from the communities to provide programming that they feel enriches, that provides information, that informs, that inspires, and that we can use to really get together and make the world a little better. You know, that's what we do here at KBOO Community Radio. We use the people's airwaves to make the world a little bit better, informing each other, inspiring each other, and keeping each other connected. Right now, we're asking you to connect in with us, 877-500-5266, or online, go to kboo.fm and click the tip jar there up in the upper right-hand corner. You can also drop by this afternoon, 20 Southeast 8th, on your way home. Maybe you're out and about going to dinner. Drop by the community radio station. It's a great place to bring a date. And we'd love to show you around, give you a tour of the station, and let you know how you can get involved in community radio, your very own self. Right now, we just want to hear from you, however it's convenient. Sometimes the most convenient way is picking up that phone and dialing 877-500-5266.
KBOO.FM. Yeah, so there are many ways you can donate if you like. KBOO is a tremendous resource for the city of Portland. We offer many sorts of programs that you won't hear anywhere else. We have political programs, talk programs, and an incredible music scene. We've got all of the above, and none of that is represented in the corporate media in Portland. So give us a call. If you support KBOO the way we do, if you care about KBOO, call 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Or go to our website, kboo.fm. We have only 6 staff, 500 volunteers, so your donation dollar really gets stretched far. We don't waste the money at all. We operate on only about $84 an hour. So give us a call, 877-500-5266.
All right, we are back with Laura Cooper. Thank you for being on Bread and Roses tonight.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
And as much as Ashley and I want to talk to you about your writing, we really want you to play a song. So if you'd like to start us off with one, that'd be great.
Here it is. We're going to start with Dig Right In.
Excellent.
I just hope that you're happy and know that you've been. And I hope that it happens. I hope that you win. My dream life is unfaithful. Then I wake up again. But it's you that's not forgotten, a lost and lonely friend. No, I don't think that I could ever see your face again. I'm all caught up in a spectrum of qualitative, but my muse runs wild where it's often mild, and I dig right in. Because I don't care, but because I realize we're looking through the same eyes. No, I don't think that I could ever see your face again. I'm all caught up in a spectrum of qualitative, but my muse runs wild where it's often mild, and I
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
That was beautiful. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Bread and Roses, and we have Laura Cooper here with us this evening, and she's playing live in the studio. And the song that you just heard is Dig Right In, and it's the opening track on her album that actually is available tonight for a $60 minimum pledge. So just to let the folks that just started listening to know that. The number to call is 877-500-5266. So Laura, I'm hoping you could talk to us a little bit about where this came from, like what caused this, you know, like what helped you to write this song?
Dig Right In was actually something that I wrote during one of my pregnancies. When you're pregnant, you dream like crazy. And I kept having dreams of people in my life, throughout my life. And this song came from that, just connecting with all those souls that have passed through my life and came back to me while I was making new life.
That's a great metaphor.
It was just a very intense time for me. And this is one of those songs that came out.
And do you find that your creative process is influenced by certain times of the day, or like waking up, or? You
know? Oh, geez. Well, I'm a morning person. I want to write right away. That's what happens. That's when you get all your brain vomit, that I call it, out. You get up and you start writing right away, because that's when you're uninhibited. You don't have the distractions of the day yet.
Yeah. True. Do you do lyrics first, or do you get like a bit of music in your head that you just keep playing over and over?
It's all about the lyrics for me.
Oh, really?
I'm a writer. I actually started writing a lot sooner than I started playing guitar. As a poet, you become kind of, I don't know, holed up in a dark room writing poetry. And as an artist, I really wanted to share my writing. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to lock it in a dresser and have it discovered after I was dead, like Emily Dickinson, as much as we love her. That's not something I wanted to do. I wanted to share it personally. And so the guitar just kind of came after the lyrics came.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah. It's just beautiful. I mean, your music really reminds me of, I don't know, like a Mazzy Star type feeling. Sweet. It's just very soulful. And
I would say that.
Yeah. So this has been a great treat to have you on Bread and Roses tonight. We're really excited for you to play more music and for our listeners to kind of discover you, because for those of you out tuning in, and you maybe have not heard of Laura Cooper yet, she is new to town, new-ish, and she's a transplant from Chicago and just kind of getting back into her music here in Portland. So a treat to have her in the studio tonight, and you know, really you're starting to play around, but maybe this is your radio inauguration to Portland. So
it is, and I can't imagine a more appropriate place than a feminist talk show.
Yes,
I think it's
thrilling.
Wonderful.
It's thrilling. It's the place to be for sure.
So you heard the title track of her album. It's Dig Right In, and tonight Ani is going to be telling us a bit about how you, our listeners, can get one of these albums in your hot little hand by donating to KBOO a minimum pledge of $60, and the number to call is 877-500-5266, and you can also donate online at kboo.fm.
So very true. So very true. There's not really much more for me to say, except for the fact that we do need you. And your contribution really does matter here. We rely on our listeners to support us and to become members of this community radio station. For your $60 contribution or more, you can get a copy of the Laura Cooper album. And it is a really special and unique little album. I mean, I was very impressed as I'm looking at it. They're hand-painted and hand-lettered, and they're very customed. They're quite beautiful. It's a work of art, and it's a CD all at the same time. And you can get one of those for your very own self with your contribution at 877-500-5266. You can put $60 on your credit card, bring that to the phone, and become a member instantaneously. Or you can set up a monthly electronic funds transfer from your checking account or from your debit card. The choice is yours. Just give us a call, 877-500-5266, and consider donating in a monthly way. Just $5 or more every month adds up to a whole lot by the end of the year, but it is so easy to do. For most of the people listening to me right now, go ahead, try it out. 877 800-500-5266.
And of course, we'll take one-time donations also. Whatever you like, whatever, we're absolutely flexible. And I want to take this opportunity to thank a donor, Jerry, who is Ashley's dad from South Dakota. He's a renewing member. Thank you very much. We are grateful to all of our donors. So give us a call, people, 877-500-5266. I'll take this opportunity also to thank the restaurants that have been generous enough to donate food for our volunteers today here in the station. First of all, there was Delta Park Elmer's, which is at 9848 North Whittaker Road, which donated. Then there was Ford Food and Drink at 2505 Southeast 11th Avenue. And finally, Los Taquitos, which is at 5832 Northeast Gleason Street. We thank all of those restaurants. We are grateful. It was very generous of you. Thank you. I am a volunteer, and that's how I help KBOO. I give my time. And now it's your turn, dear listener. Give us a call and make a small donation or a large donation if you can afford it. Whatever you can afford, is we are grateful for. Every small amount counts. As I was saying earlier, we stretch your donation dollar to the limit because we operate on a shoestring budget. We get a lot done. We do some cool things with very little money, but we do need some money to keep the lights on and keep the place going. So give us a call, 877-500-5266.
It's really up to you. It's grassroots community radio. We are listener supported. You keep us strong and you keep us going. You have done it for 46 years. Bread and Roses is a wonderful and unique program, bringing forth so many perspectives, always looking into things that are relevant and at the heart of community, whether it be looking at sex workers, whether it be looking at racism in our communities, whether it's looking at the education system in our communities, whether it's looking at chicken raising in your own backyard, or like tonight, having an artist drop by and share her work and artistry with us. It's a wonderful show. It's got such variety. Each member really contributing their own expertise and their own perspectives of this wonderful ongoing collective. It's been on the air for more than 30 years. It is one of the longest running feminist collectives of broadcast in the States. Please support that programming right now with your donation, your contribution of just $20 a year. Or hey, do you have a dollar a day for KBOO? You could become one of our heroes right now. A dollar a day, or say $30 a month, and budget us in for your monthly, you pay other things every month. Why not pay your community to have a community radio station? It is something that you use every day, every week. KBOO is there in your ear. We're keeping you company. We're keeping you informed. We're keeping you inspired. Please give us that ring, 877-500-5266, and say yes to your community, yes to your community radio station. KBOO.FM is the way you can connect with us online. You can check us out and contribute. You can also check out archives. We have a lot of the programs archived, especially news and public affairs, online. So if you've missed episodes of Bread and Roses, you can check that out. But again, it takes funds. It takes funds to build and maintain a website. It takes funds to keep the transmitters going. It takes funds to run this little nonprofit business. But we do it pretty frugally, as Larry was saying, just a $739,000 budget every year. It's about $84 an hour for broadcast time. And we ask you to support that right now. $7 a month. You can sponsor 1 hour's programming, and that's a wonderful way to do it. It evens out the support throughout the community, and we would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 877-500-5266.
You are listening to Bread and Roses here on KBOO-FM. I'm here with Twilight, and I'm Ashley, and we are joined in the studio tonight by Laura Cooper, who is a local singer-songwriter in the Portland area, and we're excited to have her tonight. In fact, we're going to start it off again with another song from her most recent album.
My most recent and only solo album. So I do have some of my older songs for those older fans out there. The next song I'm going to play is Bobby Dylan, which is kind of what I call Laura Cooper classic.
One of my favorites.
And it's one of Ashley's favorites. She wrote my set list.
I've got a view of Bobby Dylan playing on his knees in the streets. They say God's voice is in their body, still got nowhere to sleep. It's like a winter morning, Sunday got a flu hanging outside my door. And a note from Bobby Dylan says you don't wanna live anymore. He's been too long in this empty-headed social disease, and he hasn't been himself since 1963.
That's definitely one of my favorite songs.
Yes. I mean, I feel like I have so many questions about this song because maybe it's all of our complicated relationships with Bob Dylan, but, you know, he really provided the soundtrack for my teen angsty years. So,
very nice.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm sensing some complicated feelings that you have with Bob Dylan as well.
I have some very complicated feelings with Bob Dylan. This song came from kind of the beginning of my singer-songwriter career, where I would go out and it would be nothing but dudes playing Bob Dylan covers. Oh my God. I kind of hated Bob Dylan, okay? I hated Bob Dylan for a while, and it was his followers, not Bob Dylan. And then eventually, as a singer-songwriter, I had to come to terms, especially as an American singer-songwriter. I had to come to terms with Bobby Dylan. Bob Dylan is amazing. I hope someday he will cover this song.
Oh, wouldn't that be beautiful?
That's like my dream come true. I will do backup vocals. and it will be produced by Trent Reznor, and it will be amazing. But But yeah, so it does have complicated feelings. But in a way, this was like my apology to Bob Dylan.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
Like, I'm really sorry that I judged you by your followers.
Yeah, you know, that's what I was kind of sensing, that you were allowing some forgiveness for maybe, in my view, you know, like I have a lot of, I don't know, like unseated. I had a lot of hopes for Bob Dylan, I guess, as a teenager. And then as like the Christmas albums came out, down, I was like, what happened? You know, so this is sort of like it seems like a forgiveness song about not living up to some of the ideals that you have as a teenager for your idols. But, you know, it's interesting to hear your complicated relationship too. So
I was thinking that too. I really liked the lyric, "I won't blame God for speaking through that man."
Yeah, definitely. So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Bread and Roses, and tonight we are interviewing Laura Cooper and hearing some music from her album that is available to those of you who call in and donate to KBOO tonight. It is our pledge drive. The number, again, is 877-500-5266, and we have beautiful hand-painted albums that are here for you if you call in with that donation. So, Laura, we're hoping to hear a little bit more about your life story, too, and kind of what led you down this path of, refinding your voice and getting back into music. And, you know, where have you been in the last few years?
Oh, geez. I've been the childbearing years kind of take you out of commission, if you will. You give yourself completely. And I had two small boys in a very short period of time. They are 16 months apart. So I didn't sleep for about 3.5 years. I just started sleeping in October. I'm feeling better.
I bet.
Yeah, chronic sleep deprivation actually has the same side effects as acute schizophrenia. So if you think that some woman you know who is sleep deprived is crazy, she probably is. Let her take a nap. But in some ways, it's been... I mean, obviously, parenting, it's very rewarding, right? But it's been one of the best things that has happened to me, not only on like an emotional level and all of that fuzziness, but motherhood has actually been really awesome in other places of my life. I was a yoga instructor, just getting into yoga and teaching yoga, at least, when I got pregnant with my first, and that has led me to become a prenatal yoga instructor, right? And so many people, you know, you have kids and it ruins your career. It made mine so much better.
Oh,
it
really?
Gave me a niche. It has defined more than just my lifestyle, but how I interact with people on different levels. And songwriting and performing is kind of the same. When you have kids, you just have no fear anymore. Because you can't. You can't have fear anymore. You just have to do it.
There's no time for fear.
There's no time for fear. And you also want to show your kids that you can live your dreams, mm-hmm. because that's what you want for them.
And so do you play music with them?
Oh,
when do
yeah.
you find time to practice?
I mean, yeah. I do play music with them as much as I can. I obviously don't practice nearly as much as I used to. It used to be like I'd wake up in the morning and drink my green tea and write a song every morning. Now that does not happen. Now I'm, you know, taking care of the boys. But I try to play with them when they're amused. I've tried to sing songs that they like and can sing along. I'm hoping to record a kids album with them singing kind of off but on in the background, because it's adorable.
Yeah, and I think there's a niche right there for you in Portland. There is a robust kids singing songwriter.
Kids music scene is hilarious. I actually love it. If my boys had more attention span, we would totally like sit down and go to more concerts. But
they could do your CD covers.
They could do my CD covers, which would be fun, a little finger painting.
Oh, that's fun.
But eventually, that's definitely in the radar. I'll start doing more kids music gigs, which is super fun.
Yeah, so let's hear another song.
All right, the next song I'm going to play is one of my personal favorites. It's called "I Don't Owe You Anything."
Wonderful.
And I think it's kind of a celebratory hymn. People are always like, this is so harsh. But in some ways, I think it's very refreshing. Because if you don't owe anyone anything, you're free.
Thank you. passing by, and I know just how and why. All those friends that are growing sour, no more sleep, no more pills. Sometimes you just gotta live. Don't waste your time. Just make up your mind. Don't waste my time. I don't owe you anything. I don't owe you. Let's do it good, let's do it right. Who says that we've got to sleep tonight? More of the good life, what's right? I think I'm up for anything and everything and everything and everything. Don't waste your time. Just make a your mind. Don't waste my time. I don't owe you anything.
Was beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
I think I might have a new favorite.
That song has my favorite line of the album. Don't waste your time, just make up your mind, because that could be a personal mantra for my life.
Yeah.
I think for everybody.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. So you told us a bit about the song earlier. Do you have anything else to add for anybody that is listening?
Well, if you want to find me online, if you don't end up donating to KBOO right away, I am on reverbnation.com/Laura Cooper, all one word. So please come see me, come visit me, write me a letter. I'd love to hear from you.
Great. And Ani is going to tell us how you out there listening can receive one of these albums that we have in the studio tonight of Laura Cooper.
Well, yes, indeed. Thank you so much. We have 5 copies of the Laura Cooper album. I think one of them's gone, and you can get in on this right now. But again, limited editions, 877-500-5266. It's a $60 contribution here to KBOO Community Radio. You get the CD, and you get to be a member of KBOO, supporting grassroots, listener-supported, straight from your communities, produced by volunteers, from the heart, radio. That's what you do when you call 877-500-5266. Now, why would you do that? Because KBOO is important to your life. That's why you're listening right now. We don't provide you fluff and pablum. We're not trying to sell you sneakers and toothpaste. We're here because volunteers have decided to dedicate a big chunk of their life to getting connected to the guests, to producing audio, to creating the radio programs that bring you the information, that inspire you, that, again, keep us together here at KBOO. We like to thank all of the people who have joined us already during the spring drive, but we need your help in getting over the top. We need to make, I would say it's about $29,000. About $29,000 is what we need to make to finish up the goal for this membership drive, and we can do that with your help. Consider giving your gift of $1 a day to KBOO, $30 a month, and be a KBOO hero. Adds up to $365 by the end of the year, but $30 a month is so easy to do for many people listening right now. I want to thank Nisa, who is a new member from Denver. Thank you, Nisa. Jerry in Rapid City, South Dakota, Ashley renewing in Portland, and Kathleen renewing in Oak Grove. We thank all of you tonight for contributing to Bread and Roses and to KBOO in general. Now let us hear from you too. 877-500-5266.
Or go to KBOO, KBOO.FM, and that's our website. You can donate there very easily. Either way, you can phone or you can call. It takes 2 minutes. It's really easy and painless, and then you can be supporting KBOO. So give it a call. Give us a call or consider doing that. 877-500-5266. We also have t-shirts which you can get with a $60 donation if you want that. Just give us a call, make the donation, and say you want one of these t-shirts. So give us a call, 877-500-5266, or come and visit us at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, and you're welcome to do that too if you like. Give us a call, 877-500-5266.
And we're back with Laura Cooper in the studio tonight at KBOO. And since you were talking about taking some time off and just getting back into writing, I'd like to talk about finding your own voice again and what that process has been like.
Oh my goodness, it's all about finding time, A. And asking for help just to make that time, right? I think that's another lesson you learn once you have children. If you don't ask for help, you will go crazy. So asking for help and bringing in friends and partners and making that time, standing up for yourself and making that space and time for the creative process, and also involving the kids in the creative process. Obviously, everybody likes to be creative if they are let loose. And so it's been very fun. And now that they're getting a little older and past like the baby stage, it's getting easier all the time. Don't let anyone tell you any differently. I once had a mother tell me, like, it never gets easier. And at that point, I had like a 3-month-old and a not quite 2-year-old. And I started crying right there. I was like, please don't tell me it doesn't get any easier. But it does. It gets so much easier because they, you know, become their own little people more and more every day and have their own interests and their own agenda. And I support that in every way possible.
Were you nurtured as a child to become a musician?
Not necessarily. Nobody ever told me not to do it, but I didn't necessarily come from a very musical family. I have a lot of doctors and nurses and accountants in my family, so not necessarily as a yoga instructor and a musician. it's just a little different, which is cool. It's cool to be different, but I have had support, you know, from family members and friends and people who support me and will always be thanked and loved and have so many songs dedicated to them, mm-hmm. because they are the reason this happens. But writing is just something that I've always done. It's just something that I feel like I have to do.
Mm-hmm. And can you tell, I mean, do you have any advice out there for folks, either parents or just busy, frazzled people in general that maybe feel like they've gotten away from their creative core?
Oh my goodness. Well, if you are just insanely busy with children, I'm into child swapping. If you don't have grandma and grandpa around, you find another friend and say, take my children for 2 hours a week and I'll take your children for 2 hours a week. And that's how you get free childcare and a couple hours off a week. That is something I relied on heavily when my kids were really little. And even if it was 2 hours a week, that's two quiet hours to do what you need to do to get it out. Mm-hmm. So that's my biggest advice for that. The other one is just to listen to new artists. I mean, there's nothing to be inspired by than other people doing something that you're interested in. I do have those moments where I find new bands or new singers and I'm like, why am I even doing this? They've already done it. I get over it eventually. But that's an inspiration, is just to find those new artists out there and people who you really admire and follow and study their work. Study it, like memorize it, have it in your brain constantly, and something else will come out.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we are a feminist radio show, and so we have to ask the question, what is it like as a singer-songwriter and being female in Portland?
I mean, Portland is a very kind of musical place anyways. So, I don't know. I guess I'm just starting to get back on it. I have had a few of those moments where I've had someone contact me and be like, do you want to play my showcase? I don't have a female yet. And I'm like, not if that's how you ask me.
Excellent rebuttal.
I don't want to be the token skirt, right? I want to play with other females as much as possible. I'm actually doing a Chick Rock fundraiser for the Portland Women's Crisis Line coming up on the 4th of June next month at the Delta Cafe from 7 to 9. It's going to be me and three other all-female singer-songwriter groups, rock groups, whatever. We're a wide range, but we've decided, sitting there talking, playing the Delta Cafe before in Woodstock, I sat there with one of the females and we were just like, we've got to do this. It is time. So I think you just got to make it happen. And you've got to connect with those other musicians. And I love Chick Rock. Love it. Love it. So the more I can support it and do it myself, the better.
Yes.
That sounds like an excellent fundraiser.
Yes. Come out, please.
And that's June 4th?
June the 4th from 7 to 9 at the Delta Cafe in Woodstock. It's like it on 46th in Woodstock. I'm afraid I don't have the exact address. Mm-hmm. But again, if you go to my Reverb Nation page, reverbnation.com/Laura Cooper, you can find my show info and come see me and support a good cause. That's another thing that I feel like you need to do with your music is make it bigger than you. And by playing a show, throwing all the funds at the Portland Women's Crisis Line, it becomes bigger than me. And that's very exciting.
Absolutely. Do you have a short song you can play with for
us? I do have a short song.
Wonderful.
We are going to play Moonlight. So here we go.
Kiss me. You are the moonlight, my love. I fall in shadows and I dig my drugs. It's so sweet to clench at the night. The darkness is nothing new. The darkness is nothing new. This is a lullaby, my love. It's a special kind of take me for granted, baby, tucked into flavors of gray. Midnight lights say goodbye. Midnight lights say goodbye. Midnight lights say goodbye. Take my drugs, it's so sweet to clench at the night. The darkness is nothing new. 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 The darkness is nothing new.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you so much. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Bread and Roses, and we have had the joy of having Laura Cooper in the studio tonight playing a live show for us for this special Pledge Drive special. So tonight, we have the ability for you to win one of these hand-painted CDs of Laura's, and by doing that, all you have to do is call with a minimum pledge of $60, and that number is 877-500-5266, and we're going to hear from Ani and Larry about all the other wonderful ways you can give to KBOO.
Thank you so very much. And thank you for having Laura Cooper on the air tonight. What a treat. And with your contribution of $60, again, you can pick up that CD. Again, handwritten, hand-painted, hand-decorated CDs. Lovely, really. 877-500-5266. We do have a couple of those left. And we do want to hear from you now during these last hours of the membership drive. It ends tomorrow, but you can still give us a call now and support KBOO Community Radio. We're just not the same without you. Together we're stronger, right? It just makes sense. Pick up the phone, 877-500-5266. Know that this is a labor of love for so many people, either contributing their life's energy, creating these programs, doing the outreach work, doing the janitorial work, staffing the front desk, being investigative reporters, doing audio production work. It's a labor of love, digging deep into their musical knowledge and lore, their creative powers as radio theater producers. It's an amazing group of people here at KBOO. And your contribution supports all of their efforts. And they are people just like you, straight out of the communities. You can check into volunteering here at KBOO. You can learn how to make programmings your very own self. But right now, we need you to contribute and pay the bill. 877-500-5266.
Or go to our website, kboo.fm. It's fast, it's easy, and we are grateful for any donation you can make. We've got a staff of only 6 people, but we've got about 500 volunteers, and somehow all those volunteers and staff, they keep this station going with a lot of programming that we produce, and all of it's very high quality. We've got talk shows, we've got political talk shows, we've got music shows and opinion shows. We've got quite a lot here, and it's a tremendous resource for the city of Portland. So if you think if you feel passionately about that the way I do, I recommend that you consider giving us a donation. So give us a call, 877-500-5266, or go to our website at kboo.fm. And Ani mentioned one gift you can get with a $60 donation. Something else you can get is a t-shirt. We've got those too. And just call up, make a donation, and tell the person on the phone that you want one of the t-shirts or the CD. We've also got, for $75, we've got a flash drive, which has quite a lot of lectures, interviews, panel talks, all kinds of stuff. It has people like Eldridge Cleaver, Winona LaDuke, Margaret Mead, Molly Ivins, Paul Robeson, W.E.B. Du Bois. I mean, it's got a lot there. You could listen to some fascinating stuff for hours and hours. That's a flash drive we'll send you with a $75 donation. Also, there's a partnership with trees. All contributions at the $75 level or greater can have a tree planted by Friends of Trees in addition to a regular thank you gift. So we've got a lot of thank you gifts here, so that's something to consider. But we would be grateful for any kind of donation, a one-time donation or a monthly donation for as little as $5 a month. Now, you know that $5 a month, you wouldn't even notice that from your paycheck. So it's easy, and a lot of people do stuff like that to help us out because it all adds up. And like I was saying earlier this hour, we use your donation dollar very efficiently because we don't have as many expenses as other radio stations. We only spend about $84 an hour to keep this place going. So consider giving us a call. We are an efficient investment. So 877-500-5266, or go to our website, kboo.fm. People are at the phones right now, so give us a call, please, 877-500-5266.
And we are back, Bread and Roses with Laura Cooper. And before we close, I have to ask just the backstory to these wonderful CDs, because we've mentioned they're hand-painted and they just are so unique and just definitely speak independent artists. So I'd love to hear more.
Well, we're in times where producing a CD, mass producing a CD, has become insanely easy. So I have decided that instead of mass production, I'm really into kind of the very small production and making it very artsy. We are here in Portland, which, you know, is very DIY culture, which is cool in a lot of ways. I'm into outsourcing to a certain extent. But with my art, I feel like making it personal. Like, I've painted all these CDs. I have touched them. They all have personalized quotes from different songs. No one will have the same quotes on their CD, so it will be very individual. And it just means more to me. It's like more of that connection with the audience, if you will.
Nice.
Yeah, and you know, you've had the opportunity to maybe go with a label and go with a big label, and you decided not to do this.
Yes.
And I'm curious, tell the story.
Fairly recently, I was connected with a LA producer. You know, we won't get into names or whatever, who contacted me and sweet-talked me for a few weeks. And it was very tempting when somebody says, oh, I will take your songs and I will make them more palatable for the masses. In some ways, you're like, oh, that's great. More people will listen to my songs. And I decided that wasn't the way to go. I don't want my songs to be easier to swallow. I want some of them to be hard to swallow. Mm-hmm. I want you to feel it going down, because that's what art is all about. It's all about individuality, and it's all about keeping it real. And as a Portlander, I'm going to keep it local, right? And I am going to produce, you know, very few albums. My CD is going to be on iTunes soon. It's not on there yet. So if you get an album here tonight, you are like, you have one of very small amount of the release, which is pretty exciting, and that makes it more valuable to me.
Yeah, it's actually been on loop in my CD player in my car, I'm going to confess, for the last 2 weeks. I love the CD. The CD is it's the new soundtrack to my life. So you're incredible. And for those of you who are just tuning in or heard some of the songs that Laura was playing earlier, you do have a chance to call in with a pledge donation of minimum of $60 to KABU, and the number is 877-500-5266, and you can get one of these hand-painted albums. And you also have the opportunity to see Laura perform live at the Delta Cafe. So can you tell us a little bit more about that show again?
Yeah, the Delta Cafe show will be on the 4th of June, which is a Wednesday coming up in a few weeks. It's going to be from 7 to 9. It's a patio show, so it's an all-ages show until 9. Woo! So bring the whole family. We are going to do some fabulous Chick Rock fundraising for the Portland Women's Crisis Line, which I'm very excited about. And so I hope I see a lot of people there.
Excellent. And if you heard about Laura's show from KABU, let her know.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're just if you've tuned into Bread and Roses tonight for the first time, or if you're a regular listener, we want to welcome you. This we are here every Friday night at 6 p.m. to 7, and I'm Ashley. I'm here with Twilight and Laura Cooper. We have our engineer Brooke. We are an all women identified produced show, and we do cover lots of different topics, wide arrays. From sex workers to abortion rights to local singer-songwriters to local issues, global issues. If you have a great show idea for us, we'd encourage you to go to kboo.fm/breadandroses and tell us your thoughts about either past shows. You can listen to archive shows there. You can give us ideas for new ones. If you're interested in joining Bread and Roses and you have never done radio before, tell them about your experience, Twilight.
I came into KABU and just loved it, and ended up now I'm doing two shows. I'm involved with Bread and Roses. I do a sketch comedy show called Puppet Radio Theater, which is first Mondays of the month at 10 p.m. And it's just so much fun.
Yeah.
Everyone's very welcoming here. It's so easy to get involved.
Yes. And we will train you. We'll help you find your, your niche, where you're the best at, engineering, hosting, or producing. And Bread and Roses, again, is a feminist radio show, and we really strive to have fun. So we encourage you to check us out at kboo.fm/breadandroses and to tune in every Friday at 6 p.m. It has been a joy to have Laura Cooper. Thanks so much for coming in tonight.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a blast.
And have a great evening.
KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM. It is 7 o'clock. Hard Knock is next. Stay tuned.
I'm Don Merrill, and I've been talking to as many Oregon State judicial, legislative, and gubernatorial candidates for 2014 office as I can. And I've been talking to them all. Deep Blue, Progressive, Liberal, Democratic, Centrist, Independent, Republican, Conservative, Libertarian, Deep Red. Many of these candidates get ignored by the mainstream media, but they're not ignored here. Hear these interviews on my podcast at www.kboo.fm/between us. Listen to the people who want to lead you in 2014. Oregon State judicial, legislative, and gubernatorial candidate interviews at my podcast, www.kboo.fm/between us.
Yo, this is M1 from Dead Press.
Hey, what's up? This is Boots from the Coop.
Nah, I mean,